Hey everybody, welcome back to the TV Cave podcast. I'm your host, Sheree, and joined in the cave, as always, with my lovely co-host.
Hi everyone, Ashley Sheree here.
We are here to talk about TV. How was your week?
Ooh, yes, girl. How was the week? It feels like a whirlwind, and also for the next like 3 weeks, I'm going to be working 7 days straight. So I'm
Oof.
just trying to prepare. I'm just trying to prepare myself for that. Besides that, I mean, the weeks I just feel like they fly by at this
They're
point.
flying by, and thank God the weather has finally broke here on the East Coast.
Yes.
The winter
Yes.
finally left us, and we are in 70, 80 degree weather.
Finally, I was like, oh, it's
And
kind of hot in the office,
yeah.
but then that goes very quickly because they turn them air on, and I'm like, let me go to the other room because it's too
Right.
cold
I
in
had to
here
turn the
for
air
me.
on in my house. I had to turn the air on in my car. I was like, short sleeves
Same.
to work, dresses to work. Let's go.
We
We back, summer.
bet.
I'm a summer baby too. I was born in August. We back. But it's been a
Oh.
week in TV. Like, even not just like the shows. The shows are winding down and the summer stuff is about to start. But like the news, like CBS was just going a little crazy this last week. And it just so happened to be all minority-led shows. So I don't know what's going on with that, but
Been on
DEI.
a slew. Oh my goodness. So you already know. I know that it wasn't your favorite, but even with Papa's House being canceled, but I have to say the previous episode that they had dropped where the daughter came into town, to me, I thought that was their funniest episode that they ever had. And I was just like, of course, then we get the news that it's canceled.
And that is Damon Wayans Jr.'s daughter. So Damon Wayans' granddaughter playing, but they were playing. Like, how do you play? That's your daughter in real life, but you playing that that's your sister? That had to be so weird.
It's so awkward, but hey, you know they put each other on. Wayans family don't play about each other, okay?
They don't. I'm like, damn, can I be a Wayans? Because they will bring you on. Or they, I think they even give you like maybe like producing credits if you're not involved in the show. Because I'm sure like Sean and Marlon probably producers on this damn show. And
Well,
they're,
yeah, Sean
yeah.
is, I believe Sean has some type of work behind the scenes, and also Kim. I've always seen Kim's name too. So yeah, it's two of them behind the scenes because we
Right.
already know we haven't seen Sean in like how long? I think
I
he
think
gave
he
it
said
up.
he's like, I'm done acting. So. I mean,
I'm like,
CNBC
how?
did on him about being gay, like playing that gay character in a scary movie. So, it's like, yo, that's the character.
And then that's the thing. So they got Scary Movie back. And also,
Yeah.
I heard rumblings about maybe a White Chicks too. So I'm kind of like, how are they going to do that? Maybe their kid or something? Like, I don't know. Because you know, Sean is always down for it. Sean going to do a movie, a comedy, performance or whatever, stand up. He going
Yeah.
to do it. So you know he down. I'm just
Will
wondering
white
how.
chicks too work in this quote unquote cancel culture? Because it's such, they do these crazy jokes. And
Yeah,
it's
they
like,
really,
how
really
are they going to get
do.
away with that without people trying to, be offended or whatever? I don't know.
Yeah, like come for them in a sense, but
Yeah.
yeah, that's going to be tricky. Yeah, that's going to be tricky. I mean, for us, for me, it's like thinking as a black woman, I'm like, well, it ain't
Yeah. And back
blackface,
then it was funny. It was accepted. Their
so
scary movie, all that stuff was funny. And they get on everyone. It's not like they just only make
everyone.
fun of, white people or whatever. They get on everyone. Like,
Yeah.
look at
No
how
one is
Terry
safe.
Crews was in that movie. Like, they get on everyone.
So, you can get it too. That's like, I feel like that's their motto.
Right. You get it too. So I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, they canceled Papa's House, which I did watch the first. I didn't make it through the first episode. I just thought it wasn't funny. And I felt bad because I wanted support. But I was like, this is too
Yeah.
funny for me. But I support you with everything that you do. I support it. I hope you laugh, but I'm not watching it. And then
That.
they said they're not moving forward with the spinoff for The Equalizer and The Neighborhood.
Oh.
Yeah. CBS was on it,
Oh.
man. Yeah, and they haven't even renewed or canceled The Equalizer yet, so that's still in the bubble. And
It's
so
been around for a couple of seasons now,
it's been
too.
around for a while. And then The Neighborhood, we know they're doing one
Yes,
final
canceled.
season. Yes, yeah, canceled with one final. At least they get to wrap it up.
Yeah,
And they're not
definitely.
doing the spinoffs. I was like, I don't know what CBS was in the water this week.
Yeah,
CBS.
they said you all gotta go,
Yeah.
basically.
They were like, this is Matlock only. This is Matlock Central. We don't
I
care about
mean,
Matlock.
Even before that, they canceled, like, what was it? The FB? It was the FBI that did, or
Yes.
SWAT, or was it SWAT? I think it was SWAT.
SWAT and the FBI, FBI Most Wanted and FBI International, but they're doing FBI is CIA. And they can't.
Okay. All right.
So
You
stupid.
know what?
And
Go
they
ahead.
cast the guy that plays Lucifer
Oh.
as the main person. Yes.
Oh wow. I did like him. I
No,
mean,
it's
I
a
might check it out. Might check it out. Also,
I like the FBI shows.
no.
I don't know. I might.
Yeah, like I'm like, oh, I've never really watched like any of the FBI stuff, or so like I haven't even see, to be honest, I wasn't really a CBS girly. So like I never really watched any CBS like that, but I may have to like check it out just to see what they're doing and what they're giving. You know, maybe I'll tap in.
I think they're trying to build a world like Dick Wolf has with Law and Order. And so I just don't understand why cancel the other two shows and just put all your money in FBI slash CIA. It's like it's so stupid to me. I
And
don't
if
know.
no, and it feels like they've done that in the past, like they tried it in what is it,
NCIS.
NCIS. Yeah, like they tried that, but they only stay on for a couple of seasons, and then the next thing you know, like they are canceled. So, yeah, I don't know. Dick Wolf ain't going nowhere. He's just like, I'm here to stay, me and all my franchises and everything that I make up.
Everything. So I mean, yeah. I mean, they have okay. So they have Matlock. They have Ghosts, which was renewed for
Yeah, which
two
is
new
so
seasons, and
funny.
I loved that episode that aired this week.
Yes. Definitely. I did think it was so funny. Part of me was like, oh my God, you're gonna rake up the prom girl? Like, don't do
Yeah,
that. Like,
Stephanie.
that was my first thought. And then they did. And also, why would they trust anything that that girl has to say? She's always
That girl
lying.
say. And they really, the way they tried to pull it off, too bad it really didn't air on 420, but the way they really tried to pull it off, and then she was like, and you handled that perfectly. Like, that was funny. That was so funny. And then the guy was like, let me know if you see the spatula.
That is just such a funny show. And also, I just really love the awkward moment where she tried to call him out and then she tried to reel it back in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She was like, okay, and you play that off great. And then started slow.
Low key, I do feel like she could have played it off. Like, I just think it was such an awkward moment, no matter what. But I do feel like her excuse was kind of
I think
good.
that was one of her best rollbacks that she ever done because her rollbacks are always awful, never make any sense.
Fall flat.
How about was there a moment? See, I'm ahead, y'all. So sorry.
Oh no, we why am I about to
Alberta.
call her Pearlene?
Yeah, Alberta and Pete. Not Pearlie.
Guys, you can tell where my mind is. It's just sinners, sinners. I want to go see it for a third time. Yes. Maybe because they're in both in that era though too, like the 1920s, 1930s type days. They look nothing alike.
Nothing.
Nothing at all. It's just that olden time name.
That's
So
funny.
Pearlene just came. Sinners is just at the forefront of my brain right now. It's not going
Shout
anywhere.
out to Sinners. That soundtrack is on repeat for real though.
So
If you haven't seen
good.
it, I don't know how because everybody's talking about this movie. It's everywhere. But yeah. Was there a moment between see I'm about to call Pearl between Alberta and Pete in this episode or I can't remember. I think Ashley is having technical difficulties.
Yeah, I am. I'm yeah. Oops.
Okay. She's back, y'all. She's back, kind of, sort of. But while she's getting that together, I don't want to say too much. I might have to bring it up because I don't want to get sued by CBS. But I think there's a moment between Pete and Alberta. Are you back?
I feel like I'm back now.
Okay, all right.
Don't jinx me.
Nope. Ahead. If
Zoom
y'all
said,
watch it on YouTube, you'll see how funny it looks. But you probably just hear like giggling in silence. I'm so sorry. But yeah, she was just having a little technical issue.
Yeah, Zoom said, psych. Like, so.
But yeah, so Pete and Alberta, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, the funniest thing is, Boy, don't you put your hand on my face. What was that? I was like,
Remember in the first like season one or season two, whatever, he tried to kiss her and she did the same thing to him.
oh
She
my
kept, he had face palmed him like stop.
That was good. Oh, touche for the callback. Touche for the callback. Wow, that was crazy.
I've been waiting seasons for them to touch on that and see if that was going to go anywhere. Because I like when the ghosts get together. Because who else are they going to get with? Like,
Yeah.
there's no one else. Trevor
That
keeps
makes
trying to make
logical
these
sense.
girlfriends. Would you say?
I said that makes logical sense that it wouldn't
Yeah.
be with the another ghost, preferably a ghost that's actually in that house, because it does feel like they try to, get with the ghost outside, but it just never works. So I need them to understand that it's just not gonna work.
Did something happen with Sass yet or no? Okay.
No.
Okay. All right. I'm like, I know he was the last episode, I think, was him trying to get.
Back with the other girl
All
trying to
right.
find someone, and all of that stuff. That was the last episode that they really focused on him. And the other one found out he had a daughter, and now this time, with
All right. Now I know where we are at in the story.
the
I
Hey,
really
don't
don't
drop
understand.
nothing.
I know I cannot say because I'll get in so much trouble. Like they'll be like, "Boop suit." So I'm like, "Those I always
Need to
ask
be more
Ashley."
careful.
Yeah, I ask her every episode. Where did what last episode y'all saw? Because I already have like the reviews and everything written and just like scheduled to pull, so I have to remember. But okay, good. I can't wait to talk about the rest of the ghost season. What else
Yes, I can't wait
came?
either.
I'm like.
Well, I mean, I know we're talking about the shows that have already happened, but I have to talk about what just dropped this week.
Yes.
I am The Summer I Turned Pretty. We've been waiting for like 2 years for the final season. The trailer dropped, and I was just like, yes, holy hell. Yes, thank you so much, Jeremiah and Belly. But I know that my shit will not be end game, but the loving that I saw, I was like, yes, give it all to me. Let me eat it up. Cause I just feel like Conrad is legitimately the worst character ever. And it gives me like anyone who wants to be with Conrad, it gives me you like toxicity. You like toxic relationships. Because that man doesn't show one iota of an interest in Belly until it serves him. So for me personally, I am Team Jeremiah, Team Belly Germ, Germ Belly, like whatever you want to call them, Jelly. That I stand for that couple, and the chemistry is coming all the time. I mean, literally, the boy looked like he'd be starving the way he'd be kissing her. I'd be like, and also like the last season before that, he was already about to choke the girl. I said, oh Lord, should we be? This looks like I need to not watch, but it was sexy.
I've never seen this show. My daughter says she likes it too because she follows the TVK. She's like, "December, December." I'm like, "What is it about this show? I've never seen one episode of this show."
Yeah, no, I love it, and I feel like I stumbled onto it by mistake. And then even for the second season, I didn't even know they'd had dropped. I was in the spaces. You know how we used to do about General Hospital spaces? I was in the spaces and they said it dropped. I was like, wait, what? And by that time, it already had like six episodes, and I was like, score. So now it's like, I guess it just, binge the six episodes, wait for the next two or three, and it just worked out perfectly. And I absolutely love it. I love Jeremiah and Belly, but I'm always like an anti-shipper, low key. So, like I said, I mean, I am a Brucus, what is it, Lucas and Brooke fan. Obviously, you know how that turned out for me. One Tree Hill. So obviously, the only anti-ship, and I always say this, that ever won was my Pacey and Joey, Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, they
Start
did
from the
win. They
beginning.
did. I'll never forget watching that live. Like this was pre, obviously, all this like social media, podcasting, all that type of stuff. And it was just like you really had to wait to see who they were going to get with. And like
Yes,
it was
pins and
just.
needles. Oh my goodness. And when they would have, first of all, the fall finales would not did not used to be as long as they are now. It really, really wasn't. at all,
Maybe
because
like
I
a couple
remember
weeks. Yeah.
it was a couple of weeks, no more than a month. That was like 3 months. Like, it's very, very different. So, like, I used to be on pins and needles when One Tree Hill would drop their fall finale, and then I had to wait for a couple of weeks in freaking January to see them. Mind you, now we had to wait. They'll end in like November, and they don't come back until March. Hi, Grace. Like, th things like that that they
Right.
do, which I freaking hate.
I'm like, I forgot Grey's and 911 and all that stuff existed because they had such a long winter break. I was like, damn, what's
It's like it was like 2, 3 months. I was like,
yeah.
what in the world? Like, it's crazy. And they always do that. Even when I feel like their episodes used to be more spaced out too as well. So I feel like now they give us a whole bunch now, and then they make their breaks longer. 'Cause I can even say that for like Chicago PD. Like, it just everything feels so much
Yeah, didn't
longer.
they used to do like a couple repeats in between? It wasn't all new episodes leading up until a break. It used to be repeats. They don't do that
Yeah.
anymore. Like
They
even
don't
as,
even do repeats.
I mean, even I remember when I would watch like the Arrowverse. I just wrote an article about like bringing Arrowverse back, and I remember it would be repeats in between, and it wasn't like now you get from fall when it the fall premiere until winter premiere, all new episodes with no break. Unless there's like, you know, some special news event or in this election season or whatever it is. But other than that, like, yeah, no. That's so weird how much TV has changed. I think the whole
It's
binge
changed so much.
culture and they want you to binge everything and binge everything.
And the thing is, like, also, I feel like with cable and things of that nature, like, nothing was necessarily broke with them. It was just the fact of like accessibility. People like things right now, you know?
Right.
So I mean, I could just go and stream and I get to see a whole bunch of episodes. Like, that's, and I think that's why Netflix also hit the way it did. Also, with Orange is the New Black, they had an amazing new series, new concept. Like, it just worked. People were looking for something new at that time.
Right.
And then to know, like, I used to, yes, I was that person who would wait until like 3 o'clock in the morning. Actually, it used to be even earlier than that. And then they switched it to, of course, to kind of go with the, you know, Pacific time, Eastern time, things of that nature. But I used to have either I was going to stay up and wait till Orange is the New Black dropped, or I was going to set my timer to wake my ass up so I could watch it.
Yeah, Netflix really did change the game. And that's crazy when you think about it, because Netflix went from like a DVD. Like Blockbuster type service to now having original and to now having Oscar winning films
Content.
and Emmy winning television shows is insane. Did you watch
Insane.
You? Did you watch You, the whole You
No,
drop?
I didn't watch You yet. I actually stopped watching
Me
You.
too. I'm sorry, listeners. I stopped watching You.
I was not watching that show probably when he went to Paris. So like I feel like I need to rewatch it because I also love Penn. I love the way he came down that Jennifer Hudson's spirit tunnel was lit, and
Oh
he was dressed. Okay. Now, who
God.
is his stylist? He looked good.
I love me some Penn, and I never watched him on his show Gossip Girl, but I love Penn. Like, yeah, he came down, he was doing the dance, he was on beat. And another thing is that he hates Joe. Like, he's like, I don't know why y'all
He
like Joe.
does
That
hate
man's a
him.
murderer. He cannot
I
stand Joe, bro.
cannot stand it. He
Hates
looks at
him.
us like we crazy. Like, what is
Yes.
wrong with y'all?
He's like, y'all keep trying to say he's a stalker. He's a murderer. He's a murderer.
Idiot. He's like, I would
Oh
call this
my
out. Even the whole story of You, like how it was really Lifetime first, and then Netflix wound up picking it up, and then it just
Yeah.
surged to success. If I was Lifetime, I'd be like, ain't this about a
Ain't
bitch?
this about a bitch? Yeah, because I think it was airing on Lifetime first or something. Yeah,
It was.
it
It
moved
was
to Netflix.
canceled, and then
Yeah.
they brought it back.
That's crazy. But we do have a full review because our writer Jazz watches You. She's a huge You fan. So there is a review of the whole final season up on the tvcave.com. So, oh God, I'm like, what else? Because the shows are winding down. So it's
Yeah,
like,
the shows are winding down. They're not, and also a lot of them didn't have new episodes this week as well,
a lot of
too.
them didn't have new episodes. Yeah. So it was like more so much a bunch of TV news and things like that than drops. And I'm trying to think, oh, we got to talk about. Because I know that y'all are mad. The Cavers, the fans are mad at Fire Country. I don't know what's going on. The first part of
Child,
shows, but
I don't
two.
even watch the show like that, but I'm
I don't even
telling you
watch the
the
show
way
like
that.
that. I know it. I know of it. Like I know certain things, but I'm not like avid. Like I watch 911. But we thought we lost Bobby. Fire Country said, "Hold my beer." Y'all lost two series right now.
Oh my God. They let go of two people. One, I believe, she's like the main character. Her name is Stephanie in real life. And then
Yes,
the father,
Gabriella.
Gabriella,
She's
that's
like
who it
part of the
is.
main ship that everybody wants.
Exactly. That's why they're
What?
hot. They're like, wait, what? This doesn't make sense. Then they got rid of his father, the lead character's father too, was the chief battalion, played by Billy Burke. So, and I was just like, when I tell you Twitter was on fire, they were on fire and they was mad. ASP was saying, I'm glad that I didn't even get invested in this show to even like start watching it because it's been on my list. The way y'all talking about it, I don't need to watch it. Like, it was just like a lot of fire, vitriol. Like, they keep, I don't know what it is lately of like why they keep some of our fans, like the writers, the producers, like everybody's pissing them off.
Yeah, I don't know what is going on because also on what's the other show? Chicago Fire, they said they had let go of some people, and that was because they said due to budget reasons, it's a very expensive show, so they had to trim the cast, yada yada yada. Now I don't know what's going on with Fire Country. I don't know if that was the actors that wanted to leave or that was a creative decision.
No, that was, they said it was them, the producers and the
Because
writers.
well, that's crazy because Bold, the man that plays Bold, who used to also be on SEAL Team, the main character, he is the creator and executive producer of the show too, and also stars in it and acts in it.
Oh.
So I'm like, hello? Why would you do that? Because he's been giving these very cryptic interviews lately, like on TV Line and things like that, about, they ask him, well, what's going on with, are Bold and the girl gonna get together, Gabriella? And he's just been giving these cryptic answers. So that explains that.
Yeah, exactly. It
When
wasn't,
they start giving
ooh,
those
wasn't in their
cryptic,
favor.
yeah, when they start giving those cryptic interviews, just be prepared some bullshit about to go down on these shows. Because
About
Bobby
to
was
drop.
given.
They might not. I was about to say they might not leak the entire thing, though, unlike some people.
Yeah, like 9-1-1. But I was gonna say he was giving crypto episode interviews too, saying like, "Oh, I don't know how long Bobby can go on," and that was before the leak. And I was like, "That's an interesting thing to say. Is this gonna be his last season?" And then boom.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't, child, I don't know. Good luck to us, I guess.
I don't. Yeah, I don't know, but it's kind of like a bummer that these stories like they I don't know. It just seems like they're not valuing the fans and what the fans want and how they view it and everything. But it's always, I feel like a couple of shows, and we talked about this last week, even when we looked at Amsterdam too, like they get so mad when I feel like the fans see something that they don't see. And it's like they want to, penalize the fans. And it's not all of them, but I've seen it. It's getting weird because you need the fans to watch your show.
I mean, we've definitely seen it, and you and I can speak to this heavily when
Okay.
it comes to soap operas, aka General Hospital. When the fans will push for something and push for something, we are the ones that pay y'all bills, and y'all are actively denying us what we want. Cough, cough, Spencer and Trina, cough, cough.
That
And
part.
I really, to this point, don't understand. So I'm like, okay, if you keep up in my keep shitting in my face, I have to watch. And that's why I have not watched Your Hospital since January of 2024. So
Girl, I get it.
I have no problem turning off 911. I did it for 911 Lone Star. I'm gonna see what this funeral give and what y'all gonna do with Athena for the rest of the season. But I it's a strong possibility that I may not return for next
Lady.
season.
Looking that up too, huh?
Yeah, I may. I have to see what they give me after this because it just to me does not make sense, especially knowing that Peter was didn't want it, but he's a professional, so he's like, all right, y'all right, it's nothing I can do. Y'all write me off, y'all write me off. I'm fired. But it's weird
Yeah.
because I'm like, is he an executive producer? So that
Yeah.
just lets you know that those are just titles
Titles?
and that shit
Just
don't mean
titles.
nothing.
Not at all. They're just titles. I feel like it allows them to get more money. And sometimes I feel like maybe sometimes if they really want their opinion, they'll have the opportunity to give it. But they're not the ones who are really running the show. That's what it's
No.
doing.
And then also when I interviewed Christian Kane for Leverage, that's up on the site, he had said, I was like, oh, you're a second producer. And he was like, yeah, they asked him if I wanted a title, but I really don't say anything. I rather act. And I was like, what?
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, damn, okay. And so that really means it's just a title. Y'all should check that interview out because that was an interesting little tidbit he just dropped. I really thought executive producer meant you was in there making decisions. You was like boom, boom, boom. And he was
Yep.
like, they offered us the title. I took it. But yeah, I haven't done anything with
Like, I don't know what you want me to say. Yeah,
Yeah. I was like,
that's
oh,
just
okay. I thought he was about to drop some
it.
tips about it, you know? But it was a great interview. He's a great guy. But I just thought that part, that was like some tea I wasn't expecting to drink. It caught me off guard.
Wow. I don't know. And we know that also we know that May is coming up, so a lot more shows and stories are like are really about to be done. Now we're just about to really just have reality TV. Did you also hear the drama about, what is it called? Celebrity Big Brother in UK.
No, no. We got like a few minutes. So tell us
Oh, okay.
more.
Well, basically, JoJo Siwa, she said she was, we thought she was lesbian, but she was filling up all on this guy in the
Is she gay?
yeah.
Like full blown gay.
In the place or whatever, apparently she broke up with her girlfriend as soon as she exited the house. So people are like, "What is happening here?" And she was disappointed. She was disappointed that the girlfriend didn't write her a love letter. I'm sorry, I'm not writing a love letter to you too, and you're filling up all on the guy that's next to you. Like they would be filling each other up, like rubbing backs. It was given a lot more than friendship. That's what it was given.
Oh.
I'm not writing you a love letter either.
Oh, okay. So, all right. Well, whatever you buy, okay. But like, that's kind of crazy. Like, how do you go in and just cheat on your significant
That's
other on TV?
the thing. How you gonna go in there and cheat and it's on TV and then expect her to write you a love letter?
Like,
Girl, are you
if she don't put them
serious?
bows and them pink tutus back on, get out of my face.
She said, I was grown now and I'm messy. So
Okay, JoJo Siwa. I did
oh
see that.
man.
Yeah, I guess we're gonna be talking about a lot of reality TV, which is fine. We're still TV cave. I watch reality TV. I watch the cooking competition shows like MasterChef, Next Level Chef, and all that. I love that. But I did see that Mia is not coming back to Potomac like officially. Like
Yes.
I moved to Atlanta, so I'm sure we'll see her on either Married to Med or Housewives of
I
Atlanta.
don't think so. I don't think so. She can't handle Atlanta. Mia thinks she could, but
Yeah.
there's no way that she could.
Phaedra's
I don't.
mouth, I would not get in an argument with Phaedra. And I have a slick mouth, but that mouth is slick on Phaedra, bro.
Is insane, and I feel like people have their gripes about Real Housewives of Atlanta, but I'm actually enjoying it. This season, I have been enjoying it. Low key feels like a resurgence of Old Housewife. I do not like Britt Eady. That one is the only one who needs to go. Kelly gives me Housewives vibes, and Angela gives me Housewives vibes. She literally called out Drew already. Like, girl, why you lie and say that you was Michael Jordan's cousin? I spoke to Marcus.
Funny fact about Drew is her or she's still married to what's his name?
Ralph, yes, they're in the throes of a divorce.
Ralph's brother's wife is my friend. I went to school with her. Yeah, we would talk to
Wow.
her and all that, and it was so crazy. I was like, that's Brian. I was like, Ralph Pittman, Brian. Like, I mean, it's probably public knowledge, so I won't say name, but I still won't say names, but I'm just like, yeah, that's so crazy.
Everybody knows everybody. I'm
Everybody knows
telling
everybody.
you.
And I don't bring up the show or anything. I'm sure, like, when she first came on the show and people figured it out, they were probably like all up in her stuff, like, girl, what's your
Oh,
name? And I didn't want to be one of them. I
definitely.
didn't want to be one of them. But, like, yeah.
Because Ralph is not looked at in the best light on
He's
Real
not.
Housewives.
And I
He is
don't
not lying.
know him or his brother. I just know the
Like, please don't be asking me no questions, y'all. I don't
brother's
know
wife.
a
Yeah, I don't
damn
know
thing.
nothing about anything that's going on. I also saw that Dorit has officially filed for divorce from PK after he was caught kissing someone
Someone
else.
who looks just like her.
Yeah, looks just like her. I was like, that's not Dorit in the picture. And he literally pulled a Mauricio. Like, nobody on the show is a housewife. They need to rename the Housewives of Beverly Hills to something else because no one's married.
One is married anymore. I'm
No
sad.
one.
Besides, like Kathy, but Kathy is just a friend of.
Friend, Jennifer Tilly's not married. Erica's not married. Sutton's not married. Garcelle unfollowed Sutton and all her businesses on Instagram. I'm like, this is, I'm so, I'm here for Garcelle. They should give
Me
her
too.
own spin-off following her her story with her friends. Because I remember she was trying to bring Will Smith ex on there. I don't know what happened.
Yes, she did
Didn't.
come on there for a little bit, just like as her friend, but like nothing really like, developed of it. But I do, because she actually has friends in Hollywood, Black Hollywood,
Yeah, she
but she
actually
still
had
has
Hollywood friends.
friends.
She
Exactly,
knows
like.
people. Oscar winners.
And also with the Sutton thing, one Sutton tried to say, well, she's still following my business accounts. I'm giving her space.
And she
That's
unfollowed.
when it immediately. And so, like, to me personally, I don't think I would have said anything. Or if they asked me, I would have just been like, this is what Garcelle needs to do right now. Maybe I would have even apologized. I apologize for if I came off kind of in a different way that wasn't friendly, but hopefully we'll be able to move forward. And that's how I would have left it.
Now they all look like a bunch of mean girls. They all gonna turn on Bowls eventually, maybe not next season, probably the season after. Lisa Rinna
Because
stayed trying to get back on.
acting like she
It's
don't.
a mess in Beverly Hills.
It's a mess. I feel like the takedown is gonna be Sutton next season, and then after that, they're gonna try for Bold. So we'll see how that's going to. I just
We'll
couldn't
see.
do Beverly Hills. I mean, it's not like it was in its past, I'll tell you that much, but
No,
that's not
especially if you're a
gonna
person of color, because like they tried to say Crystal's boring. Crystal also was one that would just tell it like it is to me.
Mm-hmm. She
I mean,
is. She
in my
is.
opinion, yeah. I mean, she did overplay that whole dark comment. That didn't make sense. But other than that,
Probably.
she
She
was
was a
real.
good addition. She probably
She
just
was.
felt like on guard with them too, because like I feel like being in that group is intimidating, or just coming to the Housewives in general is just intimidating. You don't know how these women gonna be, how they're gonna act, whatever. But even she seems so much more comfortable, like when she is actually podcasting with Cynthia, and even when her she was she they did an interview with Carlos King too, and she was just laying it out on the line too, and she was just like, because Carlos just felt that he was right about basically saying that it wasn't that Garcelle and Sutton didn't have a friendship, and she was like, no, she's like, being on this type of show, she's like, I feel you would know it's different. You have like an alliance becomes a friendship, like it's kind of like interwoven into the two. And I just didn't like the way that Carlos, it felt like he was happy that he was right versus looking at Garcelle being like targeted or feeling as though the friendship wasn't really a friendship. And I didn't that didn't feel right to me. It's just like, ha ha na 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 boo boo. I was right, everybody. And I was just like, boy, grow up. Like that's what it was giving.
So I mean, I'm happy that the show's winding down. We'll start talking more about reality TV. But before we go, we have like almost a minute. I have to say the Suits LA season one finale has not been renewed yet. It's coming on tonight. So by the time this goes up, it has aired and I'm pissed because I don't know if you watch, but they did this whole like thing with the black female lead and what she gonna get with the guy Rick, and it all 10 episodes led to nothing in this finale. So I'm pissed. The review's going up from K, but there's gonna be a separate article, opinion article for me about how they kind of played the Erica and Rick characters on Suits LA this season. But yeah, I know everybody was excited because Suits is a very popular show that people started to rediscover during COVID, but this season probably did not live up to the original and fans.
Onyx. Oh, that really sucks.
Yeah, but she's, I mean, a
Damn.
great actress, beautiful woman, and all that, but it just it fell flat. So that's all the time we have for this episode of the TVK Podcast. Thanks, guys, so much for listening. Till next week. Bye.